Okay, welcome to the 2:30 Report, our new segment reviewing what's on telly after midnight when no one's watching. And this week we're looking at late night TV's new virus, interactive game shows.
Now, they're those quiz shows where you have to ring up and pay money to answer a question. There's a Channel 10 one, Channel 9's got one as well. As you can see, they're very low budget, very cheap stuff. But hats off to Channel 7, who found a way to make a tacky format even tackier.
Welcome. That's right. If you like bikinis, this is the place to be. Bikini Beach.
Classic.
Okay, so how do these shows compare to traditional quiz shows? Well, here's a typical question from Temptation.
Two regions of intense radiation, partly surrounding the Earth, high above its surface, are the Van Watt belts.
And here's a typical question from Quizmania.
Who is the Prime Minister of Australia? Is it A, Daffy Duck, B, Kermit the Frog, or C, John Howard?
Which I guess leads to the question, who are these shows aimed at? A, bicycles, B, the Sydney Opera House, or C, morons?
OK, all right, so the questions are easy. But the way these shows make money is they hardly ever let callers get through. You can ring all night and they'll take your money, but they won't take your call. For instance, look at Fast Money on Temptation.
Edward Jenner discovered the vaccine for which disease? Josh?
Smallpox.
Yes.
And this is how they do Fast Money on Quizmania.
We're going to take as many callers as we can in that 2 minutes. It's a bonus round, a bonus speed round. Let's start the clock. Alrighty, we're going to take as many singers as we can. Bonus round, that $500 extra is still up for grabs, as well as all those money amounts. This is the speed round. We take as many callers as we can and give away as much cash as we can. It's all business. It's all giving away cash. This is the speed round, folks. Get dialing.
Well, that was neither fast nor money.
By the way, in case you were wondering during that speed round, when they were taking as many calls as possible, the number of calls they actually took was zero.
Zero, yeah. And it wasn't like no one was calling them either, because we were trying to prank call them the whole
time. We were. But if you thought that was impressive padding out, just look how long it took Hot Dogs and his friend here to take a call up for this question.
Next game, let's move along. We've got a word square.
Word square.
The game is word square.
It's a wonderful game.
It's easy. We like it.
My commitment to giving away more cash than anyone else will never ever stop.
Go. Simon goes a little bit crazy.
And
we like the frickin' in the frickin'.
$1,000.
Give us a call.
Come on.
Tell us what the word
Give
is.
Give us a call.
Hello, welcome to the Uplate Game Show.
Hello.
That is 24 and a half minutes before they let someone even have a guess.
You know, one thing that you can't accuse them of is dumbing down their audiences, because their audiences are pretty dumb to start with. In fact, even when they're told the right answer, they still get it wrong.
Now, how many times does he have to say Errol Flynn for you guys to call?
Errol Flynn, the big E we call him over here.
See, this,
Errol Flynn.
This is a show where we give the question and then we give you the answer.
Oz, film, actor, what have you come up with?
Eric Banner?
It's not Eric Banner, okay? Eric Banner's not on the list. But hello, Errol Flynn. Hello.
I'll get a go for Olivia Newton-John.
Hello, Errol Flynn.
The next caller to get through, maybe say Errol Flynn for triple cash.
Eric Banner?
No more Eric Banner.
Paul Hogan?
Is it Paul? Guys, if you're thinking of calling, say Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn?
A relief indeed. And not only do they not know the answers, some of them don't even know where they live.
Chris, good to have you on the show, mate. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Where are you calling from?
Norlane.
Where's that?
Where's Norlane? Victoria.
And even the ones who do know the answers aren't that bright. For instance, here's Hot Dogs on Channel 10 playing Name That Film. Basically, it gives you a quote and asks you what movie it came from.
Here's the game, it's Name That Film.
Unfortunately, the first person to get right rang Channel 9.
Hello, what's your answer?
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid?
Yes.
Fire something? Fire, hello?
Hello?
Fire what?
Karate Kid.
I think you're on the wrong channel, maybe. Actually, that bloke's biggest mistake wasn't calling the wrong show. It was calling any of these shows. I mean, they are just blatant money-spinning exercises of the worst kind.
And that's exactly why the ABC have gotten the bandwagon as well with their new show, The Einstein Facker, Up Late with Peter Burner.
All right, we're still trying to solve the mystery word. Let me put it in a sentence for you, give you a clue.
Late night quiz shows are a total mystery word. Come on, call us. You could win a $50 voucher from the ABC anytime in the next hour. We could get a call and solve our mystery word, and then you will be part of our... I can't do this